This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Class Financial. Our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget the telephone number at Class Financial's offices. It's 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, don't forget the website, classfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com, all one word. A lot of really cool information about Klaus on the website. Also, when you get to the webpage, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It comes out once a week. It's not spammy. You don't get a bunch of stuff just once a week. A quick snapshot of what's going on in the markets. It's real easy to subscribe to. I'm subscribed. All you do is you get to KlausFinancial.com, scroll down, and there's that weekly Market Pulse sign up, and you've got that information again once a week in your inbox. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you both. Let's talk a little. You know, we talk oftentimes and we get into the nuts and bolts of what it is that you do. Sometimes we forget to talk about how people can get to know you guys, how people can connect with you, and what it is that you guys do and what kind of help you guys specifically offer. Let's talk a little bit about those appointments, the initial cost, and what it is you guys do to help.
Yeah, great point. We do want to keep this part short because it's great remembering, listening to you say we're not spammy. I love that. I'm not spammy. It's not a good word, spam. We really do sit back and look at our history. We've been in business for 40 years, Klaus Financial, with offices both here in Madison and also in the state line area. We serve a number of households in a fee-based advisory capacity. We have three different divisions of Klaus Financial. Our traditional one, we help manage people's portfolios. We give them retirement planning advice. And we also have a division that's devoted simply for advice, where people have said, I don't want to have you manage my money, but I just really need someone to hold my hand. So that's our Klaus 360 division. So we've got different divisions, also Klaus 401k division, that can assist people throughout their retirement. As you said, a first meeting is always complimentary. We like to sit down and just get to know you. That really relationship-based type of advising is important to us, because just because you live next to your neighbor who thinks they know it all about your life and how you should be investing, it's probably not your life. And that's what we want to get to know, where you're at. And we often mention on the show that we work as a quarterback. CJ loves to say we're your quarterback. I like to say we're your mother, but it doesn't sound as exciting, perhaps. But what it is holding your hand and making sure you're accountable and that you do show up, meaning you do put in those retirement contributions. And they walk in the door with me, at least, and they go, guess what, Malia? I paid off my house. Guess what, Malia? And I'm like, I wasn't even going to ask that question, or I got my will, you know? And so what we're trying to do is just make sure you're getting all those points checked off. So feel free to give us a call anytime to set up just a complimentary consultation.
And that telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 to set up that first call, initial meeting, excuse me. And if, by the way, speaking of that number, coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Starbucks. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Now, the show Money in Motion answers to all your retirement questions in one place, and you guys are our retirement planning professionals. You guys do specialize in retirement planning, but, and I think sometimes people forget this, planning the earlier the better, right?
That's correct, yeah. So many times people will say, all right, you're a retirement planner, so therefore you must have some age minimum, right? Yeah, I have to be 50 years old before I would be working with Klaus Financial. And the answer is no, that's not true at all. The distinction there and why we say retirement planning is because planning for retirement is what we are best at. It's what we've spent our careers building knowledge in. So we're very good on topics like Social Security, 401ks, IRAs, tax efficiency, things like that, that matter to people who are building towards some objective. And if you've ever talked to people who are building towards an objective of retirement versus somebody who is building a portfolio to try to buy the next hot stock, it could not be any different between the two. And so there are stock, I call them stock jockeys. There are stock traders or brokers out there who can sometimes do a good job of trying to find you the next hot stock. That's just not us. Our goal is to help you manage your investments and your retirement plans towards an end objective, and then carry out that objective throughout retirement. So as it pertains to this, many times Generation Y, which is, by the way, if you were born between 1981 and 2000, which is ages 16 to 35, then you're Generation Y. These people might be, you know, children, grandchildren of other people. The things they should be looking at is, do they understand their credit score and the importance of that credit score? Have they created their first budget, which is, how much money do I have coming in? How much money do I have going out? Sounds like an ABCs of finance, and yet you'd be amazed. People in their 60s don't understand the ABCs of budgeting. And so what we do with Generation Y is try to build a really strong foundation of financial planning that will gear them towards a good eventual retirement. Now, in many circumstances, we're not managing investments through our KIP, Kloss Investment Portfolio Division, because in most circumstances, they don't have investments for us to manage, right? Truth be told. So many times they're getting out of college, maybe they're 5-7 years out of college, maybe they started saving into a 401k, but they just need somebody to give them good advice. And so that is what our Kloss 360 Fee-for-Service Division is all about, getting you on the right path to be successful. So we do serve that Generation Y. We try to do it in a way that meets their goals and objectives.
And that's a generation, that's an age group where, you know, as you remember, you know, in between that 16 and 35 window, there is a lot of stuff. You mentioned you may not have a lot invested, but you do have a lot of stuff going on. You're getting out of college, which means somebody's probably going to come looking for a little bit of money for that time you spent in college, or you're buying your first home, or you're getting married. How are you going to, you know, how are you going to manage these things and really putting that into place, maybe not as much as investing long term, but making sure you have a good solid foundation? Is that what we're looking at with this group?
It is, and many times it's debt management, right? So at the end of the day, you're exactly right. You come out of school, maybe you go through a master's program, and you have student loans, and you're marrying your college sweetheart, and you're having your first child. And in many circumstances, we meet with these people, and they just go, gosh, I feel like I've done a good job of getting myself educated. I even have a good job, but holy smokes, I got a lot going on right now. Got my first house, my first child, and $100,000 of student loans. What do I do? And so kind of prioritizing. It's not that these people don't get the fact that they have enough cash flow to maintain a lifestyle. It's that, what do I prioritize, right? Do I prioritize saving into the 529 college savings plan for my new baby? Or do I prioritize paying off my mortgage or my, you know, so on and so forth? So it's really where we can step in and aid them in prioritizing and building out a budget.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial online, klassfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, no charge for that first appointment, that get to know you meeting. Again, the number, 442-5637. We will talk about Gen X, and we also talk baby boomers coming up next. And of course, take more of your calls at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Telephone numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klassfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Working our way through generations and some of the advice that they give at Kloss Financial, depending on which age group you're part of. We started off talking about Generation Y, a group that a lot of people don't think, worry about, or think about retirement. And unfortunately, a lot of them don't, but some of them do start planning early, and they will definitely be greatly rewarded in the future. A group that that takes up a pretty significant chunk right now of the population, which is Gen Xers. And you hear a lot about Gen Xers. They're the folks, what, in their 30s up to their mm-hmm. early 50s. Let's talk a little bit about if you are in this group, what are those questions you should be asking?
Excellent. Well, and we're trying to touch everybody's category today, so this might cover yours, Sean, so you might
yes.
perk your ears up. ages 36 to 51 is what we're talking about. And just as CJ said, when we're looking at each age group, sometimes people don't even know what the right questions are to be asking. Mm-hmm. They're living their lives. And so this is designed today to kind of perk you up and say, what should I be asking if I don't know the right questions? So what the Gen Xers, we're looking at people who were raised perhaps by some baby boomers or older, and they didn't necessarily get all these answers answered when they were growing up. So you, in your specific situation, you might have questions about how do I pay for my kids' college education? They're in college or they're just starting. Should I take a loan from my 401k to pay that? Should I be suggesting they go to a junior college? I mean, these are real questions that should be answered. Also, when it comes to how much I should be putting away into my retirement, I got a raise, I got a promotion. What should I be doing about that? But I really want to buy a bigger house. I mean, what makes more sense? Maybe I'm going through a divorce now. You know, these are things that are hitting the Gen Xers, and they need to know what's the best way to protect themselves. I mean, there's estate planning ideas and so forth that we often will bring up. You might be getting some stock options. What do you do about that? Should you just let those sit? Should you be exercising those options? And what are the tax consequences if you do? And probably the biggest area, again, we refer this out to our estate planning attorneys, but really, how have you set up that estate plan? Do you have a will? I mean, we run into a lot of people who have children, believe it or not, who still don't have wills. And we really need to have that discussion and make sure they take care of it. So it's really time to get planning if you're a Gen Xer and you've done nothing. And it's maybe no fault of your own, but today's the day to do something.
Is this also the age where we start to see people in kind of the modern working world where you have, you know, it used to be you'd start a job after college or high school and you'd work at that same place through retirement? It seems like the people in the Gen X, they are kind of that first generation to maybe not only shift jobs, but even shift careers, and that leaves 401ks and other things kind of out there, right?
Great point. We are seeing more of that. People traditionally are not staying in the same place for more than sometimes 8 to 10 years. And you do want to start cleaning that up, even in your 30s, just making sure that you know, kind of know where your retirement accounts are and making sure you're not blowing them. Quite honestly, people cash them out and they're like, oh yeah, I had something. I don't know. I spent it. Make sure you're being accountable and making sure that you understand that's part of your future. And you're going to have a lot more options. You're going to be able to retire sooner if you make some planning decisions today.
Is this also the time we start making a little more money where you start going, what am I paying?
That is the plan,
yes.
Right?
Well, let me just say, I won't tell my exact age, but I'm just barely Gen Y. I'm very close to Gen X, and most of my friends are Gen X. And many times the Gen Xers, I will kind of shame all of us. I'll even throw myself into this group. Is we'll kind of say, well, I'm doing enough, right? I've got a 401k. I don't know how much I'm putting in there, but I'm putting something in there, and I've got basic benefits, and I'm surviving, and you know, I've put in a little bit of money into a college account, and so they many times this generation does not meet with professionals. And my encouragement to this generation, Gen X, is ask your parents if they could do it over again. Mm-hmm. Would they have met with a professional earlier? And by the way, the resounding response would be meet earlier, plan earlier, right? And it's not to say, by the way, it sounds like I'm being self, you know, serving here, that I want you to come meet and we'll charge you all kinds of fees. That's really not my intent here. Just meet with some level of a professional to get you on the right track. Mm-hmm. Even if it's only once every 2 to 3 years, just make sure you're not veering off course, because little course corrections, when you do it in your 30s and 40s, can make massive differences when you're in your 50s and 60s.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk about the big one. Let's talk baby boomers And these are the people that are entering into retirement currently, correct?
Yes. So this is the generation, obviously, given that we're retirement planners, that we work with the most. Again, I want to reiterate, it's not by choice. We actually work with Gen Y, Gen X, and baby boomers. Mm-hmm. But it's just that, of course, our message resounds with these people. They've kind of been battered around by the difficulties of the markets over the years. They've been battered around by their good or bad planning, and they're finally at a place when they, or these baby boomers, are generally at the place that they're seeking advice. So who are we talking about in terms of when you were born? If you were born between 1946 and 1964, which would put you between 52 and 70, then you are in that baby boomer category. So some questions these people are asking is, if I'm still working and I'm earning now kind of top wages, am I getting crushed by taxes, and how do I minimize that? Is my retirement on schedule with my savings strategy? How much money do I need when I retire? You know, another fact here is that many people don't know this. There are 10,000 baby boomers retiring every single day. 10,000 of you. And the question is, how many of them have appropriately planned? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Malia and I can attest, we meet with those that have planned well, mm-hmm. and we meet with those that have not. And in some circumstances, we're meeting with people already retired who did not do what they were hoping they had done. And they're kind of coming to us with like almost an eject button. Like, hey, I need to eject. And truth be told, we can help, we can give guidance, we can give direction at that point, but we can't do much more than you. Generally, the eject button is the only one that's left if you haven't planned appropriately up till that point. So do yourself a favor, sit down earlier than later, and if you do find yourself in a difficult circumstance, still seek out that professional advice. Because 10,000 baby boomers a day, or I'm sorry, is it a day? Yes, a day is a big deal.
That is insane, yeah. He is CJ Claus. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Claus Financial. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Continue our conversation about baby boomers. Of course, we'll talk about the big question about Social Security, also rolling things over into Roth accounts, and should you be putting money there? All of those questions and your calls next, as well as the Claus Quiz question of the week as Money in Motion continues with Claus Financial right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. You can find Claus Financial online, ClausFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com, or give them a call. Their number, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. Set up an appointment. That first meeting is free. Join this week by Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus from Claus Financial. Let's actually go to the phones real quick before we get back to the baby boomer generation. Ruben called in. Ruben, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Claus Financial.
Thanks. My question is simple. Every equation has benefits and costs. You talk about all the benefits of the advice, but I'd like to hear you talk about what the costs are.
I love it, Ruben. Great question. That's right. That's our strategy, right? We just avoid the cost conversation. No, I'm just kidding. So it is true. Obviously, Ruben's hitting the nail on the head here. When we're on this show, we talk about the benefits of planning, but the question always becomes cost. And I do encourage you, you should never be sitting down with just one financial advisor. You should look at least two or three. Do your due diligence to find out who serves your needs and what you're looking for and who does it in the most cost-effective way. This is no different than working with a contractor, right? Contractor comes in to build out your patio. You're not going to just look at one, you're going to look at multiple. Our cost structure is fairly straightforward. When people are wanting us to manage investments for them, we charge an asset management fee. I can't on the air say the exact percentage, but it's a percentage per year of what is invested. The other way is some people will want us to work with them on an hourly rate. So they say, hey, I don't want you to manage my investments, and that could be for a number of different reasons, but I just want you to give me financial advice. And that is pretty straightforward as well, because that's just an hourly fee. And again, that can range depending upon who you're working with, how many hours you're wanting to work with us for. But it's fairly straightforward. The exact numbers you can call in and get from us. We can email them to you, whatever you want. But our way is percentage per year of what we invest for you, or an hourly wage based upon how much time you want us to commit.
And a sliding scale for the more you invest, the less expensive it is as well. So people understand that.
Ruben, great question. And I will say this, you know, one of the nice things with Kloss is obviously when you set up that appointment, it's not going to cost you anything to sit down and talk. And those are the questions that come up. If we simply did a show, which was, if you're doing this, this is what it's going to cost. Nobody would listen.
I will add, if Ruben's still listening now, call the office. I don't want him to feel like we're skating this question. That certainly is not my intent. Call in. I'll give you the exact numbers. Mm-hmm. And secondarily, we have done shows in the past where we talk about different ways advisors get paid.
Yes.
And general ideas of what that looks like and where conflicts of interest can come into play. Mm-hmm. So actually, we're not scared of this conversation. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, compared to most firms, I love this conversation because I think this is where we shine. But again, it's difficult for us to kind of give the every different scale and what exactly people pay, because it's different for each person depending upon how much we manage for them or what we do. But Ruben, call in. I'll give you the numbers.
You guys could do like extra value meal number system.
Right. I'll have the number 5.
Yes, exactly. What does number 5 cost? No, but it is a great question. Thanks for the call, Ruben. Let's continue. We were talking about social scale, working our way through the generations, and of course, the big one, of course, the baby boomers. And we left off talking about the tax issue. And the other thing too is, I think, and this I know you guys brought this up before, that big question about, well, how much do I need? How much money will I need in retirement? And that is can be a tricky question, can't it?
Right. And I think CJ has always pointed out on the show, we've never heard anyone say they have too much money to retire with.
Yes.
So I'm just going to give you a real life situation. Met with a client yesterday, a gentleman. He's finally hitting his full retirement age, which is 66. He has been working for 40 years at the same job. He's tired. Mm-hmm. He's starting to have some health conditions. He really wants to retire. He came to me almost in tears. I just need to retire, Malia. And we've been working with him for a long time. And the truth is this. He's got a mortgage. The mortgage is costing him $1,100 a month. The Social Security payment is $1,400 a month. And he has $100,000 to work with in his investable assets. How much can we generate and promise him for the next 20 years of retirement? About $4,000, $5,000 a year. We're talking about a 4% pull. Mm. How much does that leave after we've paid our mortgage? We're talking now about selling his house, perhaps renting, so that he can have a little more income on a monthly basis. This is reality. This is $100,000 in the bank. I'm 66. My body is giving out. I am tired of working. That's why we want these people listening today to say, hey, I don't want necessarily that situation. I want a few more options, a little more money there. And that's why we need to get started today. So that's real life. And some people have a pension and all of that added in, and life is much better. But not everybody's in that same boat.
And you mentioned still having a mortgage payment. I mean, is this kind of the phase in life where you want to start, using the word phase again, phasing out those payments, whether it's that mortgage payment, getting that house paid off as soon as you can, or maybe the car payment and saying, you know what, I'm going to get a good, reliable car, pay that thing off, and start reducing those monthly expenses.
Absolutely. I mean, the sooner we can do this, the better. We're always, even if our house is paid off, we're still going to have property taxes. We're still going to have maintenance and everything. But to be really stuck with a mortgage payment as we're closer to retirement is not ideal. And that's what I want to express to people. Sometimes people have that and you deal with it. Sometimes you have extra debt that you're dealing with. But the ideal situation is to be closer to being debt-free the closer we get to retirement.
Well, let me just say, because sometimes at this point, people who are listening out there might say, hey, that's me, that person that Malia just described, mm-hmm. that's me. Or maybe I'm a little bit better off than that, but I feel like that
Correct.
Person. And it sounds like you guys are saying that's not your ideal client. And I know that's not at all what Malia meant, but I just want to speak to the demographic that says, hey, I need your help because I didn't plan
Correct.
Well enough. One thing, Malia and I are part of the executive team. One thing we are very clear on with all of our advisors is we do not judge people as they come in with tons and tons of money and we think, gosh, you've saved too much and you really, you know, shorted your family, or they come in with very little and they're saying, I wish I had more. Our goal is to help you with what you have to optimize your retirement based on your goals. So I really encourage you, if you feel like you haven't done enough, don't sit in the corner and kind of sulk and say, no professional wants to talk to me, because that's not true. We would love to talk to you. Now, to Ruben's point earlier on, every individual has to decide, what's the cost-benefit analysis here, right? Does the benefit of what Kloss Financial is going to provide to me, whether it be an hourly fee or an asset management fee, does it offset the cost that they're going to charge to me? And that's something I can't answer for each individual. You have to weigh that on your own. But step number one is kick the tires. There's no cost to that, right? The risk is low. You're just coming in to see what it is that we provide.
Telephone number for Kloss Financial. Get to know them. Stop in. Set up that appointment. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, there is no cost for that first appointment. They get to know you. You can learn a little bit about Kloss. They can learn a little bit about you. You can talk all that, all get that information that you're going to need. Again, the phone number, 442-5637. 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Approximately how many baby boomers are retiring every day? The telephone number, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Starbucks. Don't forget that number as well. If you'd like to get to know the folks from Kloss Financial, they'd like to get to know you. It doesn't cost you anything for that initial visit. Phone number, 442-5637. And online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.